It's time to celebrate. Celebration, a daily winning strategy. A while ago, I read a book that really changed my life. It's called Play: How It Shapes the Brain, Opens Imagination, and Invigorates the Soul. I really don't recommend it to everyone. It's really a science and data-driven book. But it made such an impression on me that it was just natural for me to share with you the inspiring ideas I took away from it. Like many entrepreneurs, I'm passionate about what I do. Yes, helping people reach their goal, to help them execute on their potential is my passion. That's great, but sometimes you just forget to have fun, to play. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. It doesn't mean that you don't know how to have fun. It means that too often we get completely absorbed by our passion. Play is essential. I won't do a complete book review, neither here nor on my YouTube channel, sarahgilbert.tv. I find it more appropriate to highlight certain key passages of the book which led us to see play from a different perspective. First insight. Entering a forest where there is no path and discovering our own path is an essential part of life-transforming experience. The importance of having experiences that seem sometimes unusual to us, such as volunteering or trying something new, is a key part of living a well-balanced and fulfilled life. So my question to you is, do you take the time to do new experiences, things that are out of the ordinary, something you've been dreaming of for a while? I'm going to go skydiving this summer. Now, it's not my choice, but I'm going anyways. Insight number two. The opposite of play is not work. It's depression. Our innate need for variety and challenges can be stifled by a sense of responsibility. On the long run, when these moments of joy are missing, we become just a shadow of our former selves. So my question is for you is, what emotion do you associate with playing? Do you see it as laziness, cowardness, the lack of being of seriousness? Or do you see it as diversity, enthusiasm of life? The emotion you associate with play will determine whether or not you will allow fun into your life. Third insight, when the going gets tough, the tough ones will go and play. When all employees are focused on the possibility of a personal or collective failure, a gloomy atmosphere undermines the energy and the optimism that we need to succeed. At this point, playing gives people an emotional distance to come together. Productivity is important, but creativity is the source of growth. Whether it's a new product, a new technique, a new service, or solution, it comes from creativity. My question for you is, when the stress level is at its highest and the whole team is busy, who in your team is in charge of bringing the stress level down, bringing in the joy, fun, humor to the office? If no one occupies this role, either formally or informally, that gloomy vibe will slowly become the team's culture. Fourth insight. What has been called the knowledge economy is being taken over by the creative economy. Let's remember that at the turn of the 20th century, businesses didn't want thinking workers. They wanted people who could effectively repeat the same task on the assembly line. What we need most today is to have entrepreneurs and creative teams in order to find innovative solutions. My question for you is there room for creativity within your team? In the way you do things, in the client experience you provide, the new battleground in business is the client experience. And that is a direct reflection of your team culture. finding your balance. As a business strategist and coach, I often give my client a simple and fun homework assignment to create an opportunity to celebrate as a team. Whether it's going out for lunch, hosting a barbecue, or doing another fun activity, the idea is not to do something huge and out of this world, but to strengthen the team, build a winning team culture, and create momentum. The more we celebrate our actions, the more positive reinforcement it generates. And the more positive reinforcement, the more action we take, so on and so on. Work and play are two pillars in our lives. When there is too much play in our life, we lose the sense of contribution, which is an innate human need. Just ask your clients who are retired. When we work too much, we lose the essence of life. The important thing is to find your balance between the two. See, the notice that I said your balance, because it varies greatly from one person to the next. There's no one size fits all. So I'm asking you, do you take time to celebrate your actions? Not only when you sign a new client, but also when you take actions that are under your control. You don't control if a person's decision to make to become a client or not, but you can control the actions you take to meet new potential clients. Even if you haven't signed a new client this month, you may have achieved another goal. We don't want to wait for great achievements to celebrate. On the contrary, because one small action leads to another, then another. Creating a positive dynamic. So, do you take time to celebrate as a team? Do you take time to take time? Yes, we can say thank you to our assistant at the end of the week, but the greatest gift you can give someone is to give them time, what you have most precious, which is your time. Take the time to build solid relationships with your team, to discuss topics other than clients, accounts, administration, and daily life at the office. Take the time to congratulate business partners, strategic alliances, laugh, chat, and build relationship. Business success is not an individual success. We all know the importance of being well surrounded. We understand the importance of building a close relationship with our clients. But the bond that you build with your team and business partners are the most essential ones for your success. When people celebrate, when people are happy, these emotions become contagious. And it's transmitted to clients and gives momentum to all business projects. So this month, I invite you to save time in your calendar to celebrate your actions, not your results. To sincerely thank the people around you for the actions they have accomplished and to simply celebrate. Want to be more successful? Take time to celebrate. Because when we start celebrating, we see that so much more is possible.